the doctor has to lance open a boil, the stuff that drains out is what?
Well, it's so funny, you know, when you try to think of things, you just, you're blank.
Yeah, in context, you probably wouldn't have trouble at all. You know, if your husband had a boil or something, you...
Infection, but that's not what the word you would say was the boil.
Would you ever say matter or pus or corruption or...
Yes, what? All of those, of course.
Which? Which one most?
Matter, I believe.
Okay. You might say, a bee stung me in my hand. What?
What?
You might say, a bee stung me in my hand. Got bigger and...
Swelled.
Okay. And you might say, it's still pretty badly...
Swollen.
Okay, and you might say, but if it's not infected, it probably won't... What much?
Swell much.
Okay. When you get a blister, what do you call the liquid that forms under the skin?
Huh. Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, I can't think, honey.
Would you call it water or humor or... No?
Well, there's another word, but I...
Okay. What do you think of it, you tell me?
All right.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
Wound.
Okay. When a wound doesn't heal clean, sometimes a white granular substance might form around the edge, and sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum, and you call that what?
That's just so stupid, I just can't think of words.
Some kind of flesh?
Huh?
Some kind of flesh?
Proud. Uh-huh, proud flesh.
Okay. If you got a little cut on your finger, what do you call that stuff that you keep in the medicine cabinet and it's red, that you might put on it to...
Mercurochrome?
Okay, it's like mercurochrome, only it stings more.
Oh, well.
Has a skull and crossbones on it, usually.
I do.
Okay. What do you call that stuff that used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria?
I know, but I can't. Quinine.
Okay. You might say, gee, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what?
Died.
Okay. Are there any other terms that you might use for died?
I don't say succumbed.
Okay. Any that you might use to sort of be polite? Like if you were talking to a relative of somebody who had just died, you might kind of hate to say die.
Yeah.
So you might say, what?
Didn't respond or...
Okay. Or if it happened last month or something, you might say ever since so-and-so, what?
We say paste, I believe, some.
Okay, could you use that in a sentence for me?